This podcast is brought to you by Podbean. Podbean is the easiest way to create your own podcast. We use Podbean to host the Old Man's Podcast here, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Download the free Podbean podcast app to start recording and publishing your very own podcast in minutes. Podbean provides everything you need to run your podcast, and you can record and publish episodes directly from the app on your phone. Download the free Podbean app today. That's P-O-D-B-E-A-N. Head on over to Podbean at www.podbean.com and use the code PODCAST21. That's all capitalized, PODCAST21, for your first 30 days of podcast hosting for free. Check them out.
Bienvenidos al Old Man's Podcast, el podcast del viejo. Nos puedes escuchar en la app de Podbean Podcast, en Apple y Google Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music y muchos otros lugares. Si nos quieres escuchar en vivo, nuestro show se transmite de lunes a viernes a las 8 a.m., tiempo del centro.
Happy birthday, Marines!
Hi, that guy. Hi, Abern.
Morning, everybody.
Thanks, Robert.
We are celebrating the birthday of the U.S. Marines today. Hoo-wah! Good morning, everybody. Good to see you. It's the old man goofing around with some songs. It is the birthday of the United States Marines today. And I got a bunch of friends that are Marines. Happy birthday, guys. Love you to death. You guys are funny dudes. The people I know that were in the Marines, they are a great bunch of guys, man. I just love them to death. So happy birthday, U.S. Marines. It is also, since you're asking, Vanilla Cupcake Day. Vanilla Cupcake Day. So make sure you get off to the bakery and get you some vanilla cupcakes. Yeah, vanilla cupcakes. And if you're wondering, we gave out the trivia question yesterday. And we will revisit that again later today. But good morning, everybody, absolutely, and welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. It's Eric Kirk and the Navigators coming to you live from across the United States and around the world. Want to say hi to everybody. You guys are awesome. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for being here. Well, Eric, it's Friday. We made it. We made it to the end of the week.
Well, and of course, today's the day we encourage friends to promote their podcasts or businesses or whatever projects that they are working on so we can try to get some traffic their way. And then later on tonight, of course, is when it gets a little unfiltered with our Time After Dark.
Yes. Yeah, this is our trifecta day. We have three shows that go on Fridays. We are now going into the second of the three shows. First one was the music show earlier, right before this show. And now we're into the second show. And then we got the third show tonight at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Hello, Rock 103 Edmonton. Good to see you.
Rock 103 Edmonton.
It seems like this week has been 2 weeks long, man, Eric. I'm telling you. I feel that's why you went early with the trivia yesterday, because it was just dragging on. It was like we were never going to get to Friday.
It seems like it.
Yeah. Good to see everybody.
That Rock 103 podcast, I'm wondering if that might be Rock and Al, or somebody associated with Rocketeer?
I don't know.
Because by looking at their profile, they look like they're following the Rockin' Out Show podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but the big question is, are they following the Old Man's podcast at Podbean? It don't look like you guys are following us, so, you know, hey, you got to give it.
You give the Old Man's podcast a follow.
Give us a follow, you know, give us a follow and be part of the family. Let's see. Do you guys got a show? Does it look like they do a show? No, don't look like they do any podcasts. I would. All right. Well, give us a follow, men. Give us a follow and join the pod, people. Good to see you, though. Good to see you in the show. Hope you enjoy it.
There's hey, Russ.
Russell. Good to see Russell popping in.
Hey, how you doing?
Robert. Good. Robert and A. Brent. Who else is there? That guy. Hey, that guy. Good to see you. I like how that guy comes in and goes, am I late? Am I early? No, you're right on time, brother. You're right on time.
Well, that guy didn't start by doing his little hello spiel where he misspells it as H-A-L-L-O, and when it's usually spelled H-E-L-L-O.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Hi, Cindy.
I never even noticed that. Hello, Cindy. What's going on? What's going on out there? We got traffic stopping out in front of the old man's house. What's going on? Keep it moving, people. Keep it moving. Russ, how are you, man? What's going on? What's going on with Russell Brown today?
Man, I'm right as rain and sweet as a peach, bro. How you doing?
Man, that's good. That's good stuff. Yeah, Abrit, you did call
you
in.
You called in, lucky me, Mr. B.
Yeah,
Greg.
You did call
I totally
in.
Did not mean to press that button.
Oh, no. We ain't buying that.
The more the
that.
Merrier.
I ain't buying that. I'm sure you did. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they do have those buttons really close together. Hey, lucky me.
Hey, Shep.
Mr. B. Times Great. Hello. Shepherd.
What's up, Shep, man? What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's good seeing everybody popping in. I hope everybody's having a great morning. Are you having a good morning? I mean, you know, I know Abrin said she accidentally popped on the count on the panel here, but
live show's really filling up quick.
She's a talkative person, man. She just can't help it.
I know. I love it. I love it when you come on there. I love it when she comes on. She was on yesterday, and I loved it. Man, she can come on anytime you want to come on the Old Man's Podcast panel. You can. I'll kick people off the panel to make room for you, Abrin.
Oh, so sweet.
just trying to fill the get that savings account filled up. You know, with all you girls. You know. Gotta be nice to the girls.
I mean, we could be gentlemen and just step down for the ladies, but you know.
You're fine. You guys are good.
Yeah, I do none of that, and they still all show up to my show, so I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah. Let's see. Who said that they were gonna call? Oh, I think Shelby said something about it. She asked me. She goes, "Can I call in to the panel today?" And I go, you can call in and come in on the panel anytime. I mean, you guys just come on in.
Well, Monday is going to be a special show with Shelby and Chanda, though.
Oh, that is correct. Our Monday show, the Old Man's Podcast with Eric Kirk and the Navigators, the Monday show, Morning Tea with Chanda. Oh, wait, it's going to be the Morning Tea and Herbs with Chanda and Shelby. Shonda and Shelby. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's going to be our...
like herbal tea?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like herbal tea. Exactly. I should have called it that. Herbal tea. Monday's herbal tea with Shonda and Shelby. Yeah, they're going to get on and they're going to talk...
Speaking of the devil, she just showed up.
Yeah, they're going to get on. They're going to talk about herbs and, you know, things that are healthy for us and... Good stuff. I was talking a little bit with Shonda yesterday, and she's excited. Shelby, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm sorry I'm late.
You're on time. You're on time. The thing is, everybody, nobody's late to the Old Man's podcast. They're on time when they get here. That's all on time. So we don't have a strict, you need to be on, you know, a starting time. You guys be here when you get here. And it's always, you're always on time. You're here when you're supposed to be. So that's all that matters. Okay. So, Shelby, you excited about Monday's show?
I am very much excited. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so is Shonda. She's excited too. And I was talking to Grammy about the show that's coming on, and she goes, "Ooh, do you think they would mind if I call in and if I be on the show?"
No, I don't mind at all. I would love for her to call in.
That's what I told her. I said they would love it if you would call in. So yes. Or come on. So she might be here with us on Monday. And she goes, I can get all my herbal books out. I got a ton of these herbs. She does. She's constantly in her books. So we'll see. We'll see if she can make it. So that's
please, by all means, let her. Yes. Tell her I said so. I would be absolutely honored.
And that's basically what Shonda said too. So yeah, it's gonna be a good show. I'm just going to get the show going and turn it over to you guys, and then I'm just going to sit here and listen and drink coffee and you know, do all the sound effects, you know, like or clap on things. give people a little, if someone's trying to tell something, they go, tell a little joke. drum rolls if you need them. Boom. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll just be your sound guy. That's going to be a sound guy. So, yeah. And if you believe that, I've got an island I want to sell you.
No.
Yeah, there's no way I could do a show and sit here and not say anything. I mean, I gotta, you know, I'll be saying something. So, hey, good news. Good news for the old man yesterday.
Uh-oh.
The Kraken beat the Colorado Avalanche. The Kraken beat the Colorado Avalanche. And I'm so happy. And, of course, I had to immediately contact J-Baby. And she's going to give me something from the Glowflow Denver store. And I you know, when we bet, I always bet. She always wants coffee, the Black Rifle coffee that I have. And I told her, well, what do I get if I win? She goes, well, I'll give you a $50 gift certificate to Glowflow Denver. I go, man, I don't want no $50 gift certificate. You just go in your store and you find something for me and send it to me. You know, I'd rather be surprised what she's going to give me, you know. And she goes, I can do that. I can do that if I have to. And so it was like I contacted her and said, make it something fun. And she was all, because they won the game in the last 30 seconds of the game. So I was rejoicing in that. So yeah, me old man's in a happy mood. He is happy. I'm a happy Jack. Happy Jack this morning. Man, exciting. Let's see. Abram says, in 1918, Western Union Cable Office in North Sydney, Nova Scotia, receives a top secret coded message from Europe stating on November 11th, 1918, all fighting would cease on land, sea, and in the air. Really? That's what they said, huh? And that would be November 11th. That would be tomorrow. I wonder if that even really happened. I don't know. In 1989, Germans began demolishing the Berlin Wall. Yeah. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. I remember that. I remember seeing that live on TV.
Hi, Miss Dixie.
In 1969, Sesame Street premieres on PBS TV. You know, my kids basically grew up watching Sesame Street. They really did. I mean, when they were old enough to sit in front of a TV, that's what we did. We put them in front of the TV, and we turned on Sesame Street for them. Yeah. One of the things, I used to sit there and watch Sesame Street with them, too. But that was because of Maria. Maria. Oh, come on. It's just, I'm just joking, everybody. I'm just joking. I read a thing today that people, that really ticks people off when you say that to them. When you say that to them, if you're goofing around and see, I am the king of sarcasm. I really am. I'm the king of sarcasm. And, and I, you know, when I say stuff to people, judging on their reactions, you know, I always go, hey, I'm just joking, you know. And, you know, people get mad at me. You know, you should not. And I go, well, it's just a joke, you know. And I read this thing today that said that they're trying to come up with snappy comebacks to people that say, well, it's just a joke. Well, it's not funny. Or really, what's the joke? And I'm thinking, you know, you need to just quit being butthurt. You know, just quit being butthurt. People need to stop being butthurt today. Don't you agree? I mean, everybody's too easily offended and butthurt. I want to go back to the times when you could tell a joke and people laughed. If they didn't, they just went, that's stupid, and walked off. You know, I'd rather go back to those days than everybody being all butthurt. Man, what do you think, Eric? Am I crazy?
Don't think Shep? You are. Everybody seems a little quiet, but we got Russ with us.
I'm kind of butthurt about what you're saying, man.
you are butter. Oh man. I don't know. We all just need to lighten up, you know. We all need to lighten up. It's okay. It's okay
to be more sensitive to my needs.
It's okay to be offended. I mean, it's all right. I mean, it's part of the feelings that we have, you know. And I don't get too offended. I don't get too offended. I had J Baby's husband. He tried to get on me once about something. We were goofing around, and she said, Steve said to say this to you, and I went, whatever. You know, it's hard. It's hard to offend me. I don't get offended too easily. Oh, who is dinging my phone? Oh, Shep sent me a picture. Steve Biscuit says, I've been trying to call in to the show twice. Have all done what? What's going on here? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a notice. I didn't see a notice come across saying that you're trying to call in, Cindy. But who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. See, it could be Podbeam. You know, there are things. So, she's saying, have I done something wrong? The button's not working. Maybe I don't know. It's not. Why does everybody always think they do something wrong? You guys don't do anything wrong. Come on, you guys don't do anything wrong. Oh, I like what you sent me, Shep. I need to save that and send that to Jason.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah, that's it. No, you know, when things go wrong and people don't. I just went through this with somebody here not too long ago. You know, they actually emailed me. They actually emailed me thinking that I was mad at him for something. You know, I'm just, you know, I don't know what I've done wrong. What are you talking about? Well, you know, you didn't say hi to me when I was in the chat. I go, do you realize how many people come in the chat room and I'm busy? I'm talking, I'm jabber John. And I told him, I go, I could have swore I heard Eric say hi to you. And that's what I mean about people that get their, you know, they get a little too, they're too testy. They get their feelings.
Shane the Bald Guy, welcome.
Don't let your feelings get hurt. I mean, things happen. We might overlook you, or you know, we get talking. Everybody's talking, and you know, we might be overlooked. Don't think that the old man's mad at you. The old man's not mad. The old man's not really mad at hardly anybody.
Well. You know, the thing is like whenever we see people who come into the chat that we definitely know, we're definitely going to say, hey, to you, but like, cause I know that I'm usually watching the chat as,
hey, Shane,
you know, at all times. Oh, yeah. There's another friend we haven't seen in a while. Hi, Jill.
Good to see you. But no, I haven't.
That's usually our way of telling the people who come in our shows that we see you.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to try to get on, you want to try to call again, Cindy, go ahead. I mean, nobody's done anything, man. I'm not mad at anybody. Everybody's good.
Man, stop whining, people. The chat ain't there for me to like you. The chat's there for you to like me. Hit the ding hearts and shut up. That's it.
Whoa!
Where's Scott when we need him?
Whoa! Or where's Big Rich? That almost sounded like something Big Rich would have said. You know? Whoa, man. That's how Rich is. I mean, you should go back and listen to old Dreadnought 928 podcast, because his podcast is still there, and you can listen to old, you can download and listen to old Dreadnought 928 podcast there. And man, sometimes I go back and I listen to them because they bust me up. I think my son's one of the funniest people I know. And so I'm laughing and I'm listening to him and I'm going, oh my God, he is, man, he'll take things he'll take things to a point and then that's it. He's done. He's done with it. You know, he'd just basically tell you all to just, you know, he'll tell someone just to shut up. Shut up. You know, I don't know. I was like, Cindy, so
good morning. And I didn't call to just say hello to Russ. I called to say hello to everybody.
Well.
And Russ, you don't answer your phone either. So
you're busy. When you're doing a podcast.
So I don't call into your show, Russ, because you don't answer.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a slap, Russ. That's a slap.
Where did Everett go?
Everett, where'd you go?
She said her mic stopped. But as Brett would say about the mic or the Bluetooth headsets, I guess they finally decided to take a dump.
Abrin's back with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Is she back? Oh, I see Short Pass Roberts with us.
Try again, Abrin.
Everett calling back. Listen, yeah.
I called in because, like, on this show, like, Eric has a pretty defined job, and that job is part of that job is greeting everybody that comes in.
Yeah.
Not only does he greet people audibly when they come in the room, but the first time that they text, he has a tendency to say hi to him in the chat too.
I think that's
pretty cool because that allows. T.O.M. to carry on talking.
I think that was another habit ingrained in us by one of our other original co-hosts who left us about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. They were good with greeting people. And I got to correct you, Robert. It's not Eric's job. Eric doesn't have a job. He just does how Eric is, you know.
Well, I kind of like got myself in kind of like a producer role on this show and a couple other shows. It's like you know, I'm just like very observant, you know, when I'm participating on these podcasts that are recorded here on Podbean, because I mean, if I was in Russ's show or in Brett and Scott's show, I would be you know, I'm still paying attention to the chat. Because I just have like that awareness of what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's like with Russ on his show, you know, he's about the same way.
And the reason we refrain from calling it a job is because I don't want Eric to ask me for a raise. I don't want him to ask me where the money's at. Hey, since this is a job, according to Robert, I need a raise.
He took on the responsibility to be helpful.
There you go. That's a better way to put it.
Yes.
Yep.
He gave the old man the blessing of his presence. That's what he did.
And to be fair to Russ, he answers the phone for anybody who calls up. He is a little content, I can't use that word, vacuum. He's a content vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah, and Russ, and I'll say that Russ has got a little, Russ, on the outside of normal, you know, he's a little more, a little more tolerant than the old man is. I mean, Russ will let, you know, he'll let stuff kind of go and slide a little bit more in his conversations and chat rooms, whereas I'll just cut them off. I just cut people off and be done with it. But that's all right. That's cool. That's what I love about the outside of normal, you know. Yeah, it's all fun. It's all fun and games. We are here to entertain. And whatever we can do to entertain you, put you in a good mood. It's our job to put you in a good mood. I haven't said this in a long time, but we are anti-anger, anti-hate. Grab a coffee and let's chit-chat about anything and everything interesting and non-confrontational. Though the non-confrontational thing kind of walks the line a little bit, but we do. We're family-friendly, safe for work, easy-going, clean podcast on a mission. And that mission is to always, always put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step and get you out the door feeling good about you and feeling good about your life. That's what our job is.
There you go.
That's what our job is.
And it's almost 7:30, so let's all have a sing-along. The words are in the chat. Okay. Here we go. One, two. You are my sunshine.
My only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
You'll never know
how much I love you.
I love you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
I just
the other night here
as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms.
I was mistaken.
I hung
my head and I cried.
You are my
sunshine. My only sunshine.
You make me happy.
When skies are gray.
Come on.
Now that I'm really thinking about it, I really
You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
I know way.
Drunken Sailor Choir.
The old man's Drunken Sailor Choir. The old man's
Drunken Sailor Choir. Normally, the Drunken Sailor Choir would sing happy birthday to friends who are celebrating birthdays. So far, you know, we had Frankie D's birthday on the 1st, and don't know if we might have missed any other birthdays. I'm like James's other half, Big Sexy, a.k.a. Chris. He's got his birthday on the 15th, and then the 30th. Crazy Lady and Kirkley have their birthday.
Yeah, no, we love singing.
Sorry, Derek. If we miss any birthdays, you'll have one next year.
Yeah. Right. And Robert just proved the point that we can get the Drunken Sailor Choir to sing anything. So, you got songs you want us to sing? Post the words in the chat, and five colleagues will sing. Yeah.
Oh, wait till next month. Christmas is coming. Wait till next month. We can all have Christmas carols.
No.
Yes.
Baby, yeah.
Well, right, we got plenty of December birthdays.
You
got
to be fair. So if you're going to sing Christmas songs, you got to sing Hanukkah songs.
Hanukkah, yeah. If we can find some Hanukkah ones, yeah, sure.
Are there any Kwanzaa songs?
Hanukkah.
I don't know.
Got to do Chinese New Year and whatever comes up after that.
That one song, Hanukkah song, that 16 candles. Remember that song?
16
candles. I thought every song that Adam Sandler ever made was a Hanukkah song.
Yeah, really. That's what I thought too. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. By golly. Good.
Throw down on some Kwanzaa beats.
Get some Kwanzaa beats going, and let's just check things out. Yeah.
Isn't that sung to Old Christmas Tree or something like that?
I don't know.
Well, no, Tannenbaum. Old Tannenbaum.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is.
I do that every morning in the bathroom. Drop a Tannenbaum.
Oh, jeez.
I have officially eaten my chorizo burrito, and it's now time for bed.
Whoa.
Night, Robert.
Nah.
I intentionally plan on going to bed early, so because I don't have to get up. So I hope everybody has a good night or day or whatever you want.
Well, you'll have the after dark show later.
Before you go, though, I mean, we're talking about, you know, Christmas music and all that stuff and how great it is. And
Mariah Carey. Yep.
Do
yes,
not.
Yes, old man. Farfig Nugent.
Do not.
Farfig Nugent.
Merry Christmas, Robert. Thank you. Robert's gone,
my
man.
My soul is leaving my body.
Oh, sounds like you're saying, Abby, that the life is just being sucked out of you.
Same, Abby.
All the Christmas joy is just left.
I know many people would just say that Mariah Carey's overplayed and overrated.
Hold on, Eric.
Oh my God.
What's in your coffee?
I have yet to walk in the kitchen and start coffee.
I do that to Grammy.
She goes,
"What the hell is wrong with you?" Hey, I want to say hello and thank you all the people that are our top downloaders so far this month. We've got the United Kingdom, Canada, Sweden, Somalia, Australia, Jamaica, Mexico, Ireland, and the Ukraine and Spain. Hello, everybody. Thank you for your downloads. And in the States, our number one states, we've changed up. We've got Oregon, Iowa, Nebraska, Massachusetts, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Texas, Indiana, and California. Thank you guys for all your downloads. You guys are the best, and keep them coming. You guys are awesome. I just had to get that in there. Thanks, everybody. I need to work on my Mariah Carey impersonation, though. I felt a little weak. I felt a little weak.
A little flat. It was a little flat, but that's okay.
That's all right, bro. She's a little weak nowadays, too, man.
You know, we make so much fun of her. A lot of people, I know a lot of people don't like that song, but a lot of people do like that song.
I like it. Put me on that list, baby.
She's basically made all her money by that song. I mean, that song has made her a multi millionaire. I mean, because it's always the number one song played.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, but that takes a lot of credit away from her, man. She had a pretty big career going before she wrote that.
No, she did. She did. But she does
performed with Boys to Men. That song she did with Boys to Men, One Sweet Day. I think that song put her on the map.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying she didn't have any other hits. But, I mean, there you go. You know, that song.
That song definitely is the most played Christmas song ever.
I was going to ask, wouldn't it be awesome if one of these, you know, like Mariah Carey or one of these other celebrities popped in and just said, "Hey, guys, here I am, and I'm really listening to you." But, you know, how would you know if it was really her? But wouldn't it be something if some celebrity did pop in here? I mean, I know Dr. Man comes in. He's a celebrity. And, you know, just kind of like blow our minds, you know, if
I'm
they came in and
celebrity.
Just started talking.
Ellen Wong, welcome.
I'd shut the show down, man. I'd just be like, I'm done, man. No need.
Russ
I've become commercialized. Don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to act. I'd have to say, email me and prove to me you're really who you are. The thing is, though, is we have Homeboy 88. He used to come in all the time with different personalities and that. And we would probably think it was him, wouldn't we, Eric? If a star come in, probably think it was Homeboy 88 and start messing with him real bad. Yeah.
Well, I think Homeboy 88 Elgato, he's got some like favorite impressions, like. He's done his spin on the famous, like, Mr. Rogers, as in, like, Homeboy Rogers, and then there's Mr. Crow and Tony Montana. And I think our favorite would have to be Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. He does a great Michael Jackson. That guy says it's not that it's an awful song. They just ran it into the ground. You know, I did a Christmas, music show once when I used to do them on, what day did I used to do them on? Friday nights or something like that, Eric? Anyway.
We used to do the Friday night music shows, yeah.
And I went out and I found Christmas songs that you just don't hear all the time. And the artists that played them, I mean, it was a great list of songs and of people that did Christmas songs that nobody knew. Nobody knew they did. Because there's a ton of Christmas albums out there. Almost every celebrity does a Christmas album, but they don't get the airtime like the Mariah Carey does and that kind of stuff. And so I might do that again. I might do that again for the morning music show. The closer we get to Christmas, I think I'll do that. I'll find those obscured Christmas songs and put those out there again too. Shep says a report from the New York Post estimates that Mariah Carey makes around $3 million every year from that song. In 2021, it was claimed that Mariah was ranked in more than brought in more than $60 million from that song, and she continues to profit from the track. She also enjoys a number of sponsorship ties thanks to that song. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, more power to you, man. If you can take something and hit it out of the park like that and be set for life, sure. I mean, one of the greatest mysteries in the music industry is Taylor Swift. I mean, that girl,
unreal, man. Unreal to her.
The way she brings in the crowd, the money, the records she's selling, and I mean, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I don't think, quite honestly, I think there might be some kind of devil play going on or something, because I don't think she looks any different than when she started. I mean, she must be drinking the blood of virgins or something.
She sucks the souls out of her boyfriends, man. That's what she does.
Oh, my God. That sounds about right.
Yeah, Trevor Kelsey, the Kelsey guy that's dating her now, he does look like he has lost some weight. So yeah, she's sucking the life right
all
out
of that guy. John Mayer, she just chews him up and spits him out. They're done. She kicks him to the curb. Yeah,
I think that's what's drawn everybody to this relationship. That's why everybody's watching it, because they're not excited about them.